Blog Talk Radio.
Money 2.0 Business on the Edge presents On the Edge Women in Business. Silicon Valley, Bay Area's AM 1220 KDOW, leading business radio show host. Helping you excel in business and in life. Here is business coach and show host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge show. This is our extended show from our Bay Area Silicon Valley show here in the Bay Area. We are live tonight. Love my music. Just kind of crazy. Nice, nice. Let it play out. There you go. There you go. So we are live. We are live here in Silicon Valley Bay Area, back on Blog Talk Radio. I took a year off from Blog Talk, and we are back. Did not take a year off with the AM 1220 KDOW and iHeartRadio. I've been doing that, and if you've been tuning into that show, it is getting better and better and better. Thank you for tuning in today. You and wherever you're at around the world, we appreciate your listenership. If you want to dial into the show tonight, or this afternoon, or wherever you're at in the world, it could be different for sure. You can dial in at 516-531-9868. That is 516-531-9868. And get your questions and comments on air with me today, relevant to our subject matter. I know there's a lot of questions out there, a lot of things going on, a lot of unease, dis-ease. But relevant to our subject matter this afternoon, this evening, if you're on the East Coast, we're overcoming small business COVID-19 disruption. It has taken its toll. It is impacting us around the world, and we want to give you some hope and give you some insight while if you're in parts of the world. We're here in the Bay Area. I am right in the middle of our pandemic here, where we've been told to order to stay at home, and so we've been doing that so we can help flatten this curve for sure. So let's get into some of the subject matter tonight, and we've got a special guest that I'm going to bring on shortly. But I want to kind of deal with the challenge small businesses are facing, but we're seeing small businesses, as we continue to work with them, regrouping, resetting, remodeling, innovating, and pivoting. And pivoting has to be so crucial. And I've been talking to businesses for the last few years, especially past our recession, that you have to prepare your business for the unexpected, the thing that you're not thinking about. We know that recessions come and go. We know that there's seasons for that. But we've never seen anything like this. But you have to be able to prepare your business to have the ability to pivot. And if you don't, you're certainly going to learn it in this particular season, in this particular time. And so hopefully we're going to be able to encourage you to tonight or this afternoon. Again, special guests I'll have on with me, and I'll share with you who that is in just a moment. Again, this is Margaret Jackson, Silicon Valley business coach from AM 1220 KDOW Radio and iHeart Radio. And we're going to provide with you tonight some small business pivoting tips. And when we kind of get done with that, we're going to talk to, and Marcy's been on my KDOW show with me on iHeartRadio. Now she's going to share her insight, expertise, PhD, Marcy Anderson, corporate wellness consultant. And we're going to talk a little bit about the fear that's kind of grabbing people's hearts and minds and small businesses, and how we can help you and how she can help you kind of get into that place of calm here in a COVID-19 world. So we're going to address that as well. That being said, let's talk a little bit about things that you could be doing to pivot your company, to regroup, and what's important, and I like the word remodel, or what's your business model? And as we came into the COVID-19 season, I began rapidly talking about, as restaurants began to shift, and those restaurants that didn't necessarily have a curbside pickup, or maybe they're not on a delivery system, to adjust to that, to begin to offer those online opportunities. Again, you have a lot of small businesses that are mom and pops. And so you want to pivot, you want to shift, and you want to do things that will help your business continue to move along during this very difficult time. My family and I, actually, we have not stopped enjoying eating out. We're just not eating in the restaurants. We're curbside picking up. We're going through drive-through. We're doing, you know, different things that we adjust. And what this season is, what COVID-19 is, outside of it being a very contagious virus, and when we're having to cope with this and let our medical experts and scientists develop a cure or a vaccine that's going to put us all at a little bit more ease, of course. Now, outside of that, when there is change, when there's uncomfortability, when there is a challenge or an obstacle, it forces innovation. It forces that creativity, for lack of a better term, or that opportunity for you to think about what you haven't thought about in your company, or you've thought about it and have not made the adjustments to it. And so in this time, you are able to say, okay, I don't like it. This is really scary. Is my business going to survive? What can I do to pivot? What does your business model look like? What is a business model? A business model is how you make your money. And you should be able to share your business model in a short paragraph or a couple of sentences to help us understand what that is. And if your business, and the biggest pivot that we're seeing, and that's important, is how fast you can pivot to an online platform, to an online operations to engage your customers, engage your businesses. And I will talk in a little bit about businesses that don't have that luxury and things that you could probably be doing and thinking about. And we'll talk a little bit about supply chain and how your supply chain is impacted, right? Says, okay, I have products, but how does that work within my whole supply chain if I'm not getting right now resources, right now money from my customers to keep it going? But things that you could be doing is anything that you can take and look at in your business, sit back, breathe, stay calm, and reassess your business. Reassess it. And understand that we're not in a recession yet. We're hearing the hums, and we're hearing the whispers, if you will, of recession. But recession is typically something that occurs and it crashes our economy, and then everyone gets into this other fear of, I need to hold on to my money. So let me hold on. Money doesn't leave a system. It doesn't leave our system. It doesn't leave the economy. It's just people stop buying, right? Right now, that's not really where we're at. Your customers still want to buy. They just can't access you as easily as they did, say, 30 days ago, 45 days ago, in some places 60 days ago, and so on. So what do you need to do? You need to adapt and adjust, because let's think about this in the long term. If this is a long term and the COVID-19 is flattened and you're able to say, okay, if I had to do this for 6 months or the next year, how do I do it for my business to survive? How do I do that long term? And if you want to dial into the show and ask questions, you can dial in at 516-531-9868 as we talk about this. That's 516-531-9868. How do you do that? Which means that you have to have a plan. And if some businesses were already ready for some type of recession, so if you were already planning and you put that in your business plan, then you're probably already making some of those adjustments and tweaks to it, because who knew that we would have to, I'm in my home doing this show. Who knew, and the radio show, the KDOW radio show, AM 1220 KDOW, we're doing that through Skype. Now, who knew that this would happen? No one knew. No one knew. But if you had to adjust to that, what would that look like? And could you do business? We've adapted. Humankind have adapted over centuries, over time, on radical changes that have happened in our human existence, which means that we have to adapt now. And it's tough. It's funky. We don't like it. It's not just putting our businesses at risk, but now you're thinking about, I want to stay safe. I want to stay healthy. I want to live. And quite frankly, I don't want to die right now. I know I got to die one day. I just don't want to die today. I don't want to. So those are the realities, right? That's what we're really, how do we get past that? Then we take the information in and we do what we're being asked to do to keep ourselves healthy and protected. But as a business, you have to adapt and you have to adjust and you have to revisit your business model. You have to reassess. Like when you do your idea assessment, you have to reassess and what tools, and watch, innovation is going to come out of this. We're going to see new technology and we're going to see new ways of doing business that allows us to do business more than you've seen before. I know the internet is, there's a lot of business going on, but we're going to see another uptick in that, because we've never seen anything like this. And it is giving you an opportunity to innovate, to take this challenge and turn it into an opportunity for you to be available to those that still want your products and service, that still want to engage. And there's businesses that says, well, what if I'm a nail shop? What if I'm a manufacturer? What if I'm – those are all very good questions. And during this time, unfortunately, we are going to lose some businesses. They're not going to be strong enough to survive this. Some businesses we're going to see gain momentum and get stronger because they were able to pivot. So there's always going to be these ebbs and flows in business and how we deal with that. And what I want to do for you today is to really help you kind of get to the nitty-gritty. What can you hold off and says, okay, this is not going to sell. This particular product or service that I have is not going to sell right now. But what do I have that I can provide now? For example, if you're a nail shop, I've been in so many meetings with leaders, with civic leaders, with counties, with small businesses, with, for the last 2 weeks, it's been back to back, we are doing pop-ups, we're doing all kinds of communications to help small businesses and get them connected to resources. Now, how do you keep moving? First of all, wherever you're at in the United States, if you are having a cash flow issue, one of the tips that's helping businesses reset and regroup is dealing with the cash flow issue. All of a sudden, my business has gone to a halt. Make sure that you apply. It doesn't hurt you to apply. You can always say no, but apply for the Small Business Administration loan. That economic injury disaster loan, you want to apply for it. And you can apply for it at SBA.gov, even if you've been in business for 3 to 6 months. SBA is saying everyone apply. And if you look at our show that was uploaded from AM 1220 KDOW from last week, it is on Blog Talk Radio. We uploaded it. I talked with the San Francisco Small Business Administration District Director, Julie Klaus, and we talked the whole show about questions that small businesses had and how they can apply for the SBA Economic Injury Disaster Loan. This loan is 3.75%. You're not going to get anything better from a bank. This is a deferred loan, which means that you're not paying it back right now. So it's deferred for 11 months. It's a 30-year term loan, so you've got time to pay it back. And why are they doing it this way? Because it will allow you to ramp your sales back up once we get past this critical time. So you can reset, regroup. In the meantime, innovate. What can you do online? What can you share? Can you do DIY trainings? Do it yourself. Can you leverage YouTube videos and providing resources, services, consulting? Are you an author? Our guest, who's going to be on in just a moment, she's an author. Marcy Anderson is an author. She's a trainer. She's a consultant. She's able to pivot a lot easier because of the kind of business model that she has. And so maybe you're a manufacturer. There's a manufacturer here in the Bay Area. They are asking me questions about they're concerned about their business. Why? Because they build test chambers. So how can they stay alive? Let's talk about supply chain, because a lot of what they do has to be physically built. It has to be. Is it critical? Some of their chambers are probably essential. Okay, and what they're building. But let's talk about supply chain, because if this stays this way for the long haul, we're going to have to regroup on our supply chain and what that looks like. And so what that might look like is everyone shifting, everyone within the supply chain. Picture this, is that maybe you don't get all your money right now, but you get some of it. Everyone in the supply chain, from the first to the last, through their online connectivity, whether they're using different tools like DocuSign or Sign on the Go to develop their relationships. How do they get these things built? And so, and you know that the governments are going to open up. And so as they begin to open up, there's money to continue to fuel. So everyone's giving. Remember, money didn't go anywhere. We have to think about doing business differently and how we're going to buy. So is it going to get to a place? Remember, I think that and certainly believe that we're moving to a cashless society. So we're looking at blockchain. We're looking at cryptocurrency and how you can get your resources. And so no one's cheating in the process and everyone's safe, which means that you can release money sooner than later and still get your product. Food for thought. We're going to go to a commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to bring on Marcy Anderson. And we're going to talk about this fear, because fear, worry, and concern does not allow you to make the best decision. And you will – I've been there. I've done that. I lost a business in the downturn and the recession. So I understand what I'm talking about. I'm not saying something that says, Margaret, you know, you've never been there. Coach, you've never been there. Yes, I have. And fear has a way of gripping you and makes it very difficult for you to make smart decisions. You want to make smart decisions in this time. You want to be calm. You want to be settled. And we're going to help you with that when we come back. So we're going to go to a commercial break, and we'll be back in a moment.
Small business thought leaders and game changers, you have a voice, and that voice is the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine, a dynamic, interactive experience that promotes your products and services to your customers. Be a part of the next big experience. Subscribe as a concierge for as little as $25 a month and connect with local, national, and international readers. Click smallbusinessconcierge.biz and put your business in front of the eyes that matter. smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
We are back. We're going to bring Marcy Anderson on. Marcy Anderson, again, is an expert, corporate wellness consultant, author. Are We There Yet? Enlightenment for Business People. Marcy is going to address fear, staying calm in a COVID-19 world. Marcy, thank you for coming on the show. I know you're on the East Coast. You're in the evening, and I'm still in my late afternoon here. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
Not a problem. I think that this is a critical time because there's so much. We have a pandemic, a virus. But we also have a fear pandemic that we need to address. We've got a lot of entrepreneurs that are afraid. We did a pop-up Zoom last week, and we were overwhelmed. We had 400 registrations. We had over 250 attendees in two different pop-ups on Zoom. And there's a lot of questions, there's a lot of concerns, there's a lot of worries, there's a lot of how do I pay my employees. And one of the things that those of us that are in the forefront working with businesses on the front lines of small businesses, assisting them, is trying to get them to get back to ground zero and get calm.
Mm-hmm.
We know it's scary, but we have to help them get to a place of checking that fear, that worry, because it makes it very difficult for us to do our jobs and to really help them well. And so we want to kind of talk to you about your thoughts, your expertise on how to support in this crazy, crazy, unprecedented time today.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you again for having me. So you can imagine the questions I've been getting too. And owning a company fueled in wellness, emotional wellness and well-being, corporate wellness. But as you know, the corporate human goes home and has a family human life as well. So it's the same human being. There are so many fears out there, and people are like a deer in headlights right now. So
right.
The biggest thing I would say right now, if I can help you at all, and maybe you're just, to the tipping point of hearing advice, is please understand this too shall pass. This absolutely will pass, but what's imperative right now, whether you're an entrepreneur, a business owner, an employee, and all the likes, we are in this together. We are in this together, and that actually should help you to feel good. I think we have been on the other end of the spectrum. Absolutely, we have. We have been on the other end of the spectrum, being so disconnected through social media and la la la. And again, I'm not gonna kick that in the shins tonight. But isn't it interesting how this complete flip of the coin has happened? It's brought people together.
Yep.
It's woken them up, and it's had them make priorities that matter quickly. And I think that is amazing.
Right.
It's positive.
Right. Absolutely. One of the things that, and it's so funny, even in our own household, my husband said, "Hey, you know what? Let's play some board games. You know,
yeah.
Let's do something because we're always going and we're always going to take that vacation, or we're going to spend more time together. We're going to do." So I agree. I think that this is certainly, and like I said, this is a regrouping. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to reset all of us, even when we get back to this place where we're not under an order to stay home, but we're not going to go back to the way it once was, because it'll never be that way again. We've now had something introduced into our world that we now have to integrate into our thought process, into our reality. And if the medical community is saying this possibly could be a seasonal virus like the flu, and of course, once they have the right types of vaccines, we're going to feel better about it. But I think I would caution, and I would ask you this, on getting comfortable even once a vaccine comes, because now we've seen a virus come in such a ferocious way that we don't know whether or not something like this would happen again, that it becomes a new virus and we would have to go through something similar. So I would caution against getting comfortable even once we come into a vaccination, but knowing that we should always be prepared.
We should always be prepared. And I'm smiling because, Margaret, you know me very well, and you know that I can speak to your languaging on many different depths. And what I hope to cover in this time together, everyone, is please understand my training and where I come from is I am macro micro at the same time, and that's what makes me good at what I do. We have two camps, and it's pretty cut and dried. We have love and we have fear. And out of those springs many things. Obviously, out of fear springs more fear, spring worry, anxiety, stress, like that. It's a very tight energy, isn't it? It's very restrictive. It's interesting. Love is the opposite. Love opens. Love calms. Love nurtures. Love heals. And so, forgive me for sounding too spiritual right now, but I have to tie this all together, being corporate and wellness based. Hey, we've got an energy and a force that knows exactly what's going on. This is not an oops. This is something that is a manifestation. And I'm asking all of you to look within. Look within yourself right now and realize the things that have kind of been gnawing at you, right? It's kind of like when you get a headache, you are dehydrated, or you're too stressed out, or you haven't been working out. There's an intelligence in the body, right? Okay, so when the body gets sick, it's this wake-up call. To me, I have to say it is a wake-up call on a grand scale. But since we are all connected, all of us and everything in creation is all connected, it's really undeniable at this point. We have to understand that our choices right now in this moment going forward, right now from this moment going forward, we can choose love or we can choose fear. You can stay in the fear if you want to. Man, I don't, because it doesn't get you anything. There's no positive. There's no crawling out of that ditch. You can choose love. You can choose positivity. And that will grow.
Right. And on the heel of that, and I will, what I want to echo and tie entrepreneurs to our small businesses too, is that when you have an overwhelming, because our brains, our mind, and I'd love to get one of our therapists on, Elizabeth Stewart, and who's a licensed therapist, and she'll talk about the mind and how the mind can be overwhelmed. It can be overwhelmed with trauma. It can be overwhelmed with stress, and this is a stressful time. And when you're overwhelmed that way, somewhere in our lives, we've experienced some level of fear and stress, and that to discern and comprehend next steps in what you should do in a situation, if you're overwhelmed with that anxiety and those emotions and you can't get yourself reset, it is very difficult to make a sound decision with your business, with your family, with whatever you're doing. It makes it very difficult. And when you're dealing with a situation where you may have to get, I talked about the Small Business Administration Economic Injury Disaster Loan, it would make it difficult for you to choose the right path. Some are trying to figure out, are there grants? What kind of loan? Should I get a different loan? Should I do a... When you're afraid, when you're in fear, you're kind of all over the place, quite frankly. And you got to get to a place that allows you to... It doesn't mean that fear... And there's a place for fear in terms of just what's healthy and natural. That if I stand in front of a movie train, fear says, if you don't get out in front of the moving train, it's going to hit you and it's going to kill you, right? So we get out of the way. We cross the street so we don't get hit by a car. That's normal. But when it gets to a place where it's overwhelming and you can't make decisions, then it becomes a problem. And it can, you can lose your business behind it. You can lose family behind it. You can lose relationships behind it because you're overwhelmed. And so you would go in, and I like this corporate wellness consultant. Not everyone's comfortable with going to talk to psychologists and therapists and all of that and have that in their professional records. And so we have this new group of professionals come in and saying, hey, there's another way to talk about some of these basic things, and how do we get there? What is the corporate world saying about their feelings about the COVID-19? What are you saying to them? What are you sharing when you're hearing now we're dealing with COVID-19? What are you hearing from the corporate community and your clients?
Well, right off the cuff, I'm hearing echoings of fear, and it's, you can see it ripple across the, you know, their offices and things like that. I'm talking now and working through webinars because we're all, you know, trying to stay sequestered. It's the same though. So, okay, this is COVID. Yes, but 3 months ago it was, you had a huge shipment that didn't show up and you had to pivot and make things work and cover. And then a year ago you had a merger and it didn't go well and you recovered. So, and again, please don't misunderstand. I'm not talking this down, but hey, we're in a time right now where we get to hit the reset button. That's exactly what I coach people on coming in. We can get overwhelmed with seemingly small things. We can get overwhelmed with seemingly insurmountable things. And we're kind of banking towards the other end right now. It is a lot for people. But how do I help them? And how can you help yourself in this moment? Watching more news is not going to help you. You know that. Getting around people that are going to feed your fear and your anxiety is not going to help you. You can do very simple things. Take a deep breath. Go take a shower. Go take a bath. If you can, step outside, put your feet in the grass. Do some, open your blinds, look outside, you know, get some sun on your face. Do something that breaks that pattern. Because when you start to focus on fear and stress, what actually happens, there's a mechanism that's happening on a deeper level inside of you. And you're actually weakening you're actually helping to weaken even your immune system through stress. Now, wait a minute. If I asked you if you wanted to do that, it wouldn't be your choice, right? So flip it. And I know that this may sound kind of like a flippant answer, and I do not mean that at all, but you have a choice. What are you going to choose?
Right. Right. And on that note, we're going to go to a quick commercial break. And when we're back, we're going to talk about more on the COVID virus and getting you to a place of calm and a few more tips on how you can pivot and where you can get some resources and information that can help you with your business on the SBA.gov website and what they're doing there. We're going to go to a commercial break and we will be right back.
Small business owners, you have a voice, and that voice is the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine, a dynamic, interactive experience that promotes your products and services to your customers. Join small business thought leaders and game changers from Silicon Valley and around the nation and be a part of the next big experience. The Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine is your gateway to leverage multiple opportunities to connect with your readers, your clients, and backlink to your special offers. Subscribe as a concierge for as little as $25 a month. Connect with local, national, and international readers, tailoring your goals to your market. Remember, advertising and marketing is a proactive and long-term activity, and it works. Play the long game and win with the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine. Benefit from special features like YouTube tips and training. Submit articles and learn how to get selected at no extra cost. Click smallbusinessconcierge.biz and put your business in front of the eyes that matter. Smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
We are back. We are back. The coronavirus, COVID-19, is making its impact on life, the quality of that life, the global economy, the drastic market fluctuations that we've seen, local economies, and the growing stress and fear continues to rise around the world. Small businesses are concerned and are asking for support. And so we're talking about overcoming the small business stresses of the COVID-19, the disruption, and businesses regrouping, resetting, remodeling, innovating, and pivoting your business to survive during this COVID-19 outbreak. It's a reality, but it does not have to be the worry and the concern, the loss of a business, or even the loss of your health. We really have to look at this in a different way. Is that a reality that we're having some losses? It's a reality, and we're not downplaying that. But I am saying prepare for the future. Prepare for life on the other side of COVID-19. I work in the media industry. That's part of the hat that I wear. And so we talked in our last segment with Marcy about you can't watch the news all the time. I don't watch the news all the time. Because it's going to put you in a different space mentally. I make sure that I'm checking with the CDC. What are they saying? I'm making sure that I check with the World Health Organization. What are they saying? And remember, and I hate to even say it like this, I'm on air here. We're also shows. At some level, where we are having to do our jobs and share information and do our shows. But the best place that you can get to a place of just kind of saying, what's really going on? How do I keep my family safe? How do I not lose my business? You know, this show is about the development of your business, the thriving, the growing, the building. And when situations occur that we have to look at it in a different way. And so those small businesses that are looking for support, looking for how you can help your cash flow. Number one, find out what your city's doing. Contact your economic development directors and managers in your cities. Find out whether or not the city is offering any type of grant program. Some cities are, some cities aren't. It really depends on your city. Contact your county supervisor. Find out what your county is doing. Now, a lot of this stuff you might be able to find, and you should be able to find on the city and county websites wherever you're at in the United States. But because this is fluid and it's changing quickly, there's still a lot of conversations that are happening. So they may not have anything posted yet. Check back, but get on the phone, get on emails, track down their information in your respective cities, and contact. Every city has an economic development director or manager. If they are incorporated, if they are unincorporated, contact your county and learn what is available. And I promise you, the whole county is talking. They are trying to figure out how to best serve small businesses in this time and help them get the resources. There are cities requesting donations from bigger corporations to help provide grants, like in the state of Illinois. So you have to kind of look at what's going on, boots on the ground. And again, this is Margaret Jackson from AM 1220 KDOW. I'm in Silicon Valley. I'm in the heart of Silicon Valley. I'm in the San Jose, the capital of Silicon Valley. And so we've got a lot going on here, and we're having a lot of conversations. So not everything has hit the main pages of those counties or cities, but contact your counties and cities, and contact your SBDC offices. Whatever your local small business development center, contact your SBDC offices and find out what they know, because oftentimes these organizations will give them that information. Contact your local chamber of commerce. They also will have information. Contact your SCORE office or women in business centers that will have information about what your county or city may or may not be doing, or if there's discussions, and they'll let you know we're working on it, but we don't have an answer just yet. Now, the Small Business Administration, and again, I did a show last week on AM 1220 KDOW with Julie Klaus, the district director of the San Francisco Small Business Administration, and we talked the entire show about the SBA disaster loan, economic injury disaster loan, and the questions that small businesses asked. They were your questions, and she answered them. And we had tons of questions, so we could not get them all, obviously, on air, but you can listen to that show and get the answers there. But go out to SBA.gov's website, and when you go out to their website and look at applying for the small business loan, and you might say, Coach Margaret, I tried and I'm getting kicked off the system. They typically get about 1 million visitors a month. They're getting that a day. So what we're being told is, one, download the application, fill it out, and upload it to their Dropbox. The information is out there. And if you want more information about how to get to some of these different links, if you're getting kind of hung up, email me at margaretj@businessontheedge.biz, and I will send you those links so you can get to them, and that link to their Dropbox. And then you can load it up on your Dropbox or mail in. But, of course, they're taking these applicants in the order that they're getting them. Be efficient in what you're providing. And the response time, the Small Business Administration is saying it's about, just to be safe, about 30 days. But with those applicants that are really efficient in putting things together, they're getting a quicker response. So that's food for thought, you know, if they have to keep coming back for more information. Loans under $25,000 are unsecured, and loans that are $25,000 or more are going to require some sort of personal guarantee like property. And again, this is a 30-year loan, 3.75%. Nonprofits can apply at 2.75%. And so this is a really great way to kind of reset, get your, and you're able to pay your payroll, operation costs. This is not a loan for you to pay off pre-existing bills. However, what SBA is saying that in your claim, you can put your, it's an operating cost, so that monthly operating cost for that bill, for that other loan, if you will, can be put inside that. So if you're paying $500 a month for, say, a loan, you know, you add that to your monthly, part of that monthly operating expense. So there's different ways of kind of dealing with that. So those are some things. Credit score is going to be very important, but it's not going to be the decision factor in that. And these are just some practical ways for you to begin to get out of the red zone, if you will, with your business and get back on track. Move forward, pivot your company, do whatever you can to shift to an online platform for those businesses that can. For those that can't, you really want to start thinking about different types of negotiation and deals through your entire supply chain. And really what that means is, can there be deals made? If this is long term, how do we all keep going? Which means that looking at blockchain deals, Sign and Ago is a great blockchain platform or application that allows you to do a blockchain agreement. And you want to be able to say, if you get part of your money now, everyone in the supply chain is partially paying, right? So the cash flow can keep moving and get delayed products or moving things forward. So all of those conversations are going to have to change. It says, okay, so if we purchase now, when are the deliverables, and what can we get now, and what can we move forward now until we get to a place that we can actually have hands on? So all of those things are going to have to play out in a different way. And what I'm saying is that you could be in the forefront of this, which means that you can have conversations that no one ever thought about having to do their business or produce their product. If you're a manufacturer, car manufacturers, for example, and we talked about test chambers earlier, but you're going to have different conversations, and conversations that sound almost crazy, but I'm telling you, they'll work. If everyone works together, it'll work, and we can keep the cash flow and the economy moving through a blockchain system. And again, we're going to, I think cryptocurrency is going to play a huge role in how we're putting that money in a place where it's safe and then moving it through our system. So I think there's going to be a lot of differences, a lot of changes. So you can begin to think about, how do I continue to do businesses? And those that are like nail shops, hair salons, you're going to have to think about DIY videos, do it yourself, training and teaching, and maybe going to a YouTube platform, and some of those YouTube channels can be a subscription base. So again, think outside of the box. Don't think inside the box. Think outside the box and see what the economy and your customers, what will it bear? Because money didn't go anywhere. It's still here. We're just restricted on how we can engage one another to access the products and services that we really want. And so we're seeing, Amazon obviously is seeing an uptick in their customers, right? And so there's other ways for you to do business, and you're going to have to think about that. And that being said, I want to get back to Marcy Anderson before we're out of here. We've got about 10 minutes left on the show, and I want her to really get back to helping you while you're doing all of the things that you need to do in your business to keep it going, to keep it moving forward, and even getting your employees back to work at home What does that look like? Where do those resources come from? Cash flow. That cash flow can easily come from the Small Business Administration, so you're not worried about customer sales right now. You're pivoting and you're shifting so you can you can use those resources so you can get your company back on feet in a very different way. So, Marcy, before we're out of here, I want to take this last 10 minutes and let you really have the final word on really this place of you're going into, you know, you're consulting in the area of this heightened fear that's going on. Businesses are freaking out. They're watching their livelihood at risk, their health at risk because of this virus that's out there. What are some final thoughts that you can give them? I like the idea of going outside and, you know, walking through your grass, breathing in, breathing out. How can we, because we need our entrepreneurs that are the next generation of great businesses to survive. We need them to survive. And so what are some final thoughts that you have in about, we've got about another 8 minutes here.
Okay. Well, thank you. So I want to dive in really quickly here, and I want everyone to just sort of open up and go with me. You were saying earlier, we have all faced hardships. We have all faced waking up one day going, how in the heck am I going to get out of this one? Like, what? It feels like you're right on the edge of the cliff and then something shifts. This will shift. This will pivot. Absolutely. It comes from your belief system. It absolutely does. One thing that will help, go with me here. Most of us have played sports, right? Isn't it true that you have to visualize your game? Isn't it true that you practice? Why are you practicing, right? Okay. You're practicing to hopefully win, right? You're practicing, if you're on a team, how to work together, how to strategize, how to reassess quickly if something doesn't go right. So all of us are equipped with fantastic skill sets. And personally, it's time to call them up again. But you can't call them up again from fear. Like I said before, it physically and physiologically shuts you down. So when I go in, whether it's in person, blog talk, webinars, however people choose to work with me, there is a great necessity for being able to find peace, or as we would say, calm in the storm. That might go against a lot of people, and I've gotten some pushback, and I get it. But again, I'm gonna stand right there with you, with my heart open, saying I've been there too. I've been there, and this is why I'm so passionate about what I do. Because at the end of the day, if you choose to use the tools that I coach you on, you will not only come out of this, absolutely you will, sooner than you thought, personally, individually, and collectively, but you will definitely be a different person. You won't be able to recognize yourself in the mirror. I'm not kidding. I'm excited about this. No, not the COVID. Don't get me wrong. Absolutely not. But I'm excited because I feel and I see, and I felt it for a long time, we are globally ready for a shift, but it starts with every single person. And I have many different tools and practices to help you on your way. And I won't leave you alone if you choose to work with me until I know you're good. And you will be.
Right. Yeah, and that's good. And if you want support and consulting with Marcy Anderson, please go to her website at corporate-wellnessconsultants.com. All of the information is there. Again, that's corporate-wellnessconsultants.com. Marcy, is there another avenue for you want for them to connect with you? Do you want them to connect with you? Do you also have a phone number that they could use? I'm looking at 415-418-4358 on your website, or 843-419-8910, or marcy@corporate-wellnessconsultants.com. And again, you can go out to her website, corporate-wellnessconsultants.com. And again, you can connect with her. She can help you kind of walk through some of the challenges that you may be facing and get to that place of calm so you can come to support systems like myself and those that are out there, that Small Business Administration and business consultants and SBDCs and SCORES and all of these resources that leverage your resources that are out there. So when you are at a place of that self-peace, then we can help you with your next steps. We are not emotionally involved with your business, which means that we're probably going to make, and not even probably, we will make different decisions or advice, giving you advice to make those different decisions is probably a better way to put that. We know that there's a lot going on. This is a very sensitive topic. We're not, and I agree, Marcy, that it will pass. This too shall pass, mm-hmm. And on the other side of this, we're going to look differently, and we're going to think differently, and we're going to mm-hmm. understand. But I like your examples that shipment didn't come in, and you overcame that. That deal didn't come through, or there's always an obstacle and an opportunity. Obstacles always generate an opportunity. Opportunity generates obstacles. And this obstacle is a type of obstacle we've never seen before. And so obviously people are going to be a little bit more afraid of what's happening, because we're seeing numbers daily of people who are surviving, people who are not surviving. I want to survive. And I tend to think that you really have to, if you really believe the destiny on your life matters. I really have a hard time. This is me. I have a hard time with you not being able to complete it. I believe you'll complete it. That's mm-hmm. just, you know, this is something that we have to do, and just use wisdom. And you know, they're telling you, wash your hands and make sure that we're social distancing. And so we're getting the information to best prepare the way that we can. And if you find yourself sick and you're saying, Coach Margaret, I have COVID-19 and I want to make it, then you fight. Mm-hmm. Everything in you, in your body, you fight, and you do what the doctors are saying. Or if you're at home and you're having to fight it out at home, then you fight and you use the resources and press through and pray. I believe, you know, that even prayer changes things. I don't. And again, you know, this is not a religious show, but we're facing something that we've never faced before. Fight. Mm-hmm. Do your best. And then let's see you on the other side of this. And we're here. We're here to support you. And again, to connect with Marcy, it's corporate-wellnessconsultants.com. And again, those phone numbers, I'm going to get those for you right now. And those phone numbers, 415-418-4358 or 843-419-8910, marcy@corporate-wellnessconsultants.com. I think it's a great opportunity, and we just have to think about what we're not thinking about. I appreciate you tuning into the show. This is our first kickoff show in over a year. We're here. We're back. We're live. And I will continue to bring more information to you. And definitely call in when you get an opportunity at 516-531-9868. But don't call in now. We're out of here. Marcy, thank you so much for coming on the show. I appreciate it so much. We're going to get out of here. You have a great evening. Those out there, keep fighting. And if you need any information from me, email me at margaretj@businessontheedge.biz. I'll get that information to you immediately.
Thank you so much, and much love to you, Margaret, and everyone.